The mayors of Red Deer and Red Deer County are heading to the United States to showcase economic opportunities in central Alberta. Red Deer Mayor Ken Johnston and Red Deer County Mayor Jim Wood are heading to Aviation Week in Chicago, where they plan on spotlighting the region's aerospace sector. This excursion is facilitated by the Government of Alberta and being done in collaboration with Red Deer Regional Airport. Aviation Week runs from April 9 to 11. Mayor Wood and I are thrilled to build upon the discussions initiated last year at the Paris Air Show, said Johnston. Our message is clear. Central Alberta is the premier destination for business in the province, emerging as a dynamic logistics hub, and primed for an exhilarating future. Throughout their visit, Wood and Johnston and the Red Deer Regional Airport's interim CEO Nancy Pysh aim to engage in conversations with government officials, industry leaders and potential investors. Council and I extend our heartfelt appreciation to Red Deer County and Red Deer Regional Airport for their partnership in this endeavor, and to the Government of Alberta for presenting us with this invaluable opportunity, Johnston said. Together, we leverage our collective strengths to firmly establish Central Alberta on the global stage. Wood added, Central Alberta offers unique economic advantages which help us draw investments and foster job creation. Our efforts aim to highlight the incredible potential of our region to international partners, forging ties that will bolster trade, information transfer, and collaboration for our region's prosperity. In a media release, the City of Red Deer stated that positioning Central Alberta as a compelling investment destination holds promise for local businesses, fostering new avenues for growth and bolstering the economic landscape. The cost of the trip for both mayors is supported by the Red Deer Regional Airport. Last summer, Johnston and Wood traveled to France for the Paris Air Show, where they were Alberta's sole representatives. Send your news tips like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.